Your online feature will begin in just a moment. First, a reminder that BBN is a listener-supported Christian radio and internet ministry. To support us, click donations at bbnradio.org. That's donations at bbnradio.org.
A tribute to the composers of sacred music on this edition of Musical Backgrounds. I have seen vast audiences melted by a simple hymn, once wrote evangelistic singer Ira Sankey. Actually, few people think of the meaning of the words when they sing a hymn along with others in a congregation. And this is very unfortunate, for while some hymn poems are little more than lines that rhyme, others represent some of the finest poetry ever written. But regardless of their literary and inspirational value, many hymns that otherwise might have enjoyed only mild success or even been lost entirely have been made immortal by the work of those little-known artisans of the keyboard, the composers who wrote the music. The church owes an everlasting debt of gratitude to composer Lowell Mason, who devoted his talents and boundless energy to the cause of Christian music. He composed the music for Nearer My God to Thee, My Faith Looks Up to Thee, and There Is a Fountain Filled with Blood. Lowell Mason taught and encouraged many a promising beginner. One of the most notable of Mason's proteges was William Bradbury. Bradbury, in turn, encouraged blind Fanny Crosby to turn her talents from writing secular songs to hymns for the church. Following Mason's example, Bradbury organized and taught rural singing schools. A product of such a school was poverty-stricken Philip Bliss, who was later to write both words and music for Almost Persuaded, Wonderful Words of Life, and Let the Lower Lights Be Burning. And William Bradbury, poverty-stricken himself in his youth, contributed immortal music to such hymn poems as Just As I Am, Sweet Hour of Prayer, and He Leadeth Me. And so, while homage is paid the poet, no less tribute is due the noble composers who have helped make immortal the lines of many a poet. It was in 1859 that William Bradbury came upon an unsigned poem. Some believe it might have been written by Reverend Henry F. Light, author of Abide With Me. Others attribute it to Dorothy Ann Thrupp, in whose book it first appeared. Some hymnals published the song with no name of the author, but whoever the poet, it was William Bradbury who set the words to music and gave the Christian world another great hymn before he worked himself to death at the age of 52. The hymn, Savior, Like a Shepherd, Lead Us.
Tender care in thy pleasant path.
Information that was used in today's musical backgrounds came from the book A Hymn Is Born. It was written by Clint Bonner and published by Broadman Press. Musical Backgrounds is a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network. That concludes the online feature. By the way, BBN is on social media. Connect with us on Facebook and Twitter.